You have just entered into God's Diamond Network. This is a podcast that is used for helping God's people find the diamond in themselves and the diamond in your situation. Welcome to God's Diamond in the Rough podcast. They are your hosts, Catherine and Michael. Let's join them in the studio now.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to God's Diamonds in the Rough. We are so glad to be back with you one more time. One more day the Lord has blessed us to come here and be together. Today, for those of you that are watching by video, we have a guest with us. Amen. Her name is Morgan. She just looks like she's sweet as can be. Amen. And so I'm definitely excited about this conversation, all about how our pain can lead to a passion we never thought was there. Amen. So y'all know, if you don't hear Michael here, it's because he's at work. Amen. So, but she and I, we're going to get into it in just a moment. Morgan, you want to say hello to everybody real quick?
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm super excited to be here.
We're so glad to have you, honey. Okay, y'all know what we got to do real quick. We got to pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come together one more time. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we go into this conversation, you would just be here in the midst of us. We pray, God, that you would touch every diamond, touch their heart and touch their mind, touch their desires, God. I pray, Lord, that we can give a word that would sound just like you. We pray, God, that you would use us to your glory, and we bless your name. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So, Morgan, would you tell us a little bit about yourself before we dig into this topic?
Yes, of course. So I am a Christian. I became a Christian when I was young. I was raised in a Christian household. I gave my heart to Jesus at about age 7. And my faith really became real to me when I was about 14. I had scoliosis spinal fusion surgery. And that was a pretty major surgery, and I was pretty young. And so that really, really just took a lot of prayer to get through. And so that's really when my faith started to become real to me. And through that recovery process, and I'm sure we'll go into this more, but through that recovery process, I found a love of ceramics. My mom signed me up for a pottery class over the summer. It was just some kids' art camp. And I just absolutely fell in love with it. And I ended up going to college to get my degree for ceramics. And that really just kickstarted my life. And without the scoliosis experience, I don't know if I ever would have found pottery, which is such a crazy path that God put me on. But I'm so thankful for it. And all of that has led even into me writing a book about it. And so that's just kind of my story and basics. But yeah.
Okay, cool. Sounds very much so like, sounds just like God. You know what I mean? He'll just take something that you never expect and turn it into your passion. Amen. And so I would gather, you know, the pain, it really brought you into your passion and the passion of ceramics. So can you just kind of explain the passion and what it does for your heart, what it does for your ministry, and how it is that God is just how he's directing you in your steps?
Sure, of course. That's a great question. Well, before my scoliosis surgery, I loved dancing. I did Irish step dancing, believe it or not, and did that for years, and I loved it so much. And so I was really missing that creative outlet when I had that scoliosis experience. The surgery, it is a complete fusion of my spine. And so I have 2 titanium rods and about 18 screws in my back. And so I can't bend my back at all. And so that was a year-long recovery process of me not really bending or twisting or doing anything that could endanger that hardware from really fusing together and healing like that. And so I was missing that creative outlet of dancing. And that's why ceramics was just so amazing. I was able to really just touch the clay with my hands and really get into that creative process in a different way that I had never experienced before. And it was so personal and so tactile just to be able to hold something and just mold it into something completely new and completely different. And it started from dirt. And that's such the Christian experience as well. And there's so many Bible verses that talk about that. Just seeing my relationship with the clay helped me understand God's relationship with me as God being the potter. And so that's really kind of all basically my ministry. The book that I wrote, it's called God the Artist. And I really just encourage everyone is creative. And I can say that because it's true, because God is creative and he created us in his image. So by default, we're all creative and it looks different for everyone. But it just breaks my heart when people say that they aren't creative. Of course you are. You just have to tap into that. God gave you that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that sometimes people are so busy looking at what they have to gain that they can't embrace the creativity that God has given all of us. And, you know, that's just that's a word for somebody. Embrace that hobby. Embrace that thing that you just seem to enjoy. No, you're not getting paid for it. You might not be getting paid for it, but then again, you might. But the reality is that we ought to enjoy the goodness that is in our lives. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, of course. I would agree. And creativity brings me joy. I love to make things. And some things I sell, I do pottery and I do sell that. And then there's some things I do just for me. I draw a little bit and paint. I sew some. And that's just for pure joy. And God gives us that joy. And so just to be able to honor him just by creating in general, like you don't have to sell and make money off of your things to honor God. So just really embracing creativity and understanding that what you make probably won't be perfect. And I say that to myself too, because that's hard. That's hard to make something and say, that's not what I thought it was going to be. But just keep trying and just keep doing it and know that God is with you through the process and he's giving you the abilities along the way and he's watching you do it right there beside you.
That's right. So, you know, we the fact that you are doing something that oftentimes perfection can become our worst enemy. Can you speak just to perfection and how, I guess I would say, how a relationship with Jesus has defined the perfection that you bring forth through your pottery?
That's a great question. Man. Pottery is a dangerous world for perfection.
Right.
There are so many things that can go wrong. So many things. I mean, even just from the basics of throwing something on the pottery wheel and, you know, if the clay is too wet or too dry, it'll fall off the wheel or it'll crumble or collapse or a number of things. And then if it survives that stage, then you've got to trim all the bottom, get all that excess clay off. And again, if it's not the exact way you need it to be, if it's uncentered or whatever, it will, again, just be ruined. But if you get it through those two stages, then you've got to fire it. And that goes up to at least 1900 degrees Fahrenheit. And it has potential to explode or crack in the kiln. And if it survives that process, then you've got to glaze it and fire it a second time. And there's all kinds of things that can happen with glazing. And if the glaze doesn't come out right, it might not be food safe. And so perfection, that God has worked on that with me. And just accepting that perfection is not really real. You know, it's something that we all want, but it doesn't really exist except through Jesus, except through God. And so there's no way that we'll ever reach perfection. Of course, we can strive for it. But we have to give ourselves some grace. I mean, if God is able to give us grace, then who are we to not give ourselves grace? We have to. And so just recognizing, of course, there'll be flaws. There are flaws in us. Of course, there's going to be flaws in our work. How can we make perfect work in a fallen world when we're not perfect? That's just impossible. So just being able to recognize that in ourselves and give ourselves a little bit of grace along the process too, and just know that God's in control.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I just love what you said because, you know, I just don't believe that there's such thing as perfection. I mean, how will we really, how can we really define perfection when God looks at us and he looks at you and he sees perfection because he sees us where we are and he loves us as we are. And the Bible teaches us that as we grow and as we develop, he's constantly perfecting us for our eternal home. And so, you know, the dig here is for us to not seek perfection, but to seek out, the desire that God has for us. And the only way we find out that desire is through his word. And whatever he's gifted us at, whatever he's gifted you at being able to do, and that thing that you've fallen in love with, ask him, what is the connection? God, what is it that you're trying to show me and make me understand? I think that is a beautiful thing when we can find our purpose, you know, and I believe that our purpose is wrapped up in our love for whatever it is that we do. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. And it might take time too. I had that surgery over 12 years ago as this podcast is being recorded. And for 10 years, I didn't even speak about it. I was not comfortable talking about my experience, my surgery at all. And so just know, like, it's okay. God is working through you and God has his own timeline. And I am very impatient. So that's just as hard for me to grasp as it is for me to say. But it's true. I didn't really feel comfortable even sharing my story for 10 years. That's a long time. But now it's so freeing. I mean, of course, it's still scary, but recognizing that this is why God gave me the story that I have, to be able to have the experiences that I have and to be able to share them and help others through those experiences. Sure, it took me some time to get here, but God's not surprised.
Right. And it's a, you know, it's like, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you hear people say it all the time. Your test is for your testimony. Your mess is for your message. The victimization is for your victory and your story. And, you know, we didn't dig that deep. We haven't dug that deep into your story, but it's that, you know, everything that you've been through and all of the struggles through the pain has become your testimony. It's become your message, not only verbally, but through your art, through your ceramics, that has become your message. And, you know, is there anything that you haven't shared that you wanted to share in regard to through the condition, through the healing, anything else that you want to share about that process before you actually got to the book? Because we want to talk a little bit more about your book as well.
Sure, of course. Well, my scoliosis experience. So in fifth grade, I found out I was diagnosed with scoliosis. And for those who are unfamiliar, basically when I hit that growth spurt in fifth grade, my spine didn't grow straight. It grew like an S curve, and not only side to side, but it was also twisting. And so the more I grew, the more my spine was twisting. And I wore a back brace at night especially, and then it got to be more and more increments of time of wearing this brace that was kind of holding my position to try to stop that growth. And we were really just waiting for my bones to kind of finish growing, of course, to see where everything was going to kind of settle. And then the doctor said, you know, the brace isn't really doing what we need it to. It's kind of, your spine is now affecting your other organs. So like my lungs and things like that, I wasn't able to have full capacity of air in my lungs. And of course, that's going to be an issue for me later on in life. And so at that point, they decided I needed to have the spinal fusion surgery. And I actually had that at Shriners Hospitals for Children in Greenville, and they're so amazing. But it was a week in the hospital of, everything was just adjusted. So when they straightened out my spine, I actually grew an inch and a half. That's how twisted my spine was. And so, just that process of healing and recovery was just so major. I did school from home for a while and just different things that really affected me, like physical pain. And then, of course, like psychological, emotional pain. I took a pillow everywhere with me. And so getting stares, you know, just things that just mess with your head as a teenage girl about body image, on top of everything that social media throws at you with body image too. And so I understand that struggle and just really coming out of that. And that's a daily battle as well, of course. But after the year of recovery, I was able to kind of go back to normal activity for the most part. And so if you saw me today, I've gotten comments, you have great posture. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's a reason for that. But you probably wouldn't know. and so sometimes the pain is still internal, even if it's not visibly external. I do have a pretty awesome scar though, I will say. But but that's the gist of my painful experience through my surgery. And then coming out of that. And of course, I'm so thankful for my family. And I know it was difficult for them too. But they were so awesome just helping me through that as well.
Right, right. So now, would you talk about your passion? Talk about this book. Where people can get your book and all of that good stuff.
Of course. It is available for pre-order as of right now, as the podcast is recording. It's available for pre-order wherever books are sold. So Amazon, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble. And that is, it's called God the Artist by Morgan McCarver. And the full title is God the Artist, Revealing God's Creative Side Through Pottery. And so the book really is my testimony, kind of what I've shared today. And then it also is looking at these verses that talk about pottery and really unpacking them from my perspective as a Christian ceramic artist. So really understanding, like, what does it mean when God's talking about like trampling on clay and some of these Old Testament verses that we just kind of skim over and they don't get a lot of time in a Sunday morning sermon. And really just taking the time to unpack them and say, what does this really mean coming from the background of ceramics and the background of clay? And it also kind of highlights God's creativity and God's creative nature. And my hope is that the reader can have a stronger relationship with God by recognizing these characteristics in him that maybe weren't recognized before. And then also recognizing the creativity within themselves. And so at the end of each chapter, there's actually a creative challenge. I call them my little creativity challenges. And it's for any type of art. You don't have to do pottery. It's any type of creative expression. So singing, writing, dancing, painting, anything you can think of to be creative. There's little prompts so you can interact with the book and enhance your creativity as well as you read along.
I like it. Sounds really good. I like it because, you know, what I've come over in the last 2 years, I've come to realize that art is one of those things that, you know, kind of like a take it or leave it type of thing, but it's really very... Not only is it expressive, but it is absolutely a way where we can really release trauma, release things that subconsciously are there. You know, because you can kind of, we can look at the same picture and see two different things. You know what I mean?
Right.
We look at art, we can see a couple of different things depending upon where we are emotionally, spiritually. Physically, it just depends. And so, you know, this creative side is, it's a place where I believe that we all can get to. Do you believe that?
Right. Oh, yes. And it doesn't matter the level of creativity you're at either. I think that's important to remember. Again, especially with social media showing you everything that's amazing. But everyone has to start somewhere, right? And social media is not as real as we think it is. And so just acknowledging, I know, right? Just acknowledging, like, you got to start somewhere. Why not? You know, and if you want to do a different creative outlet for every creativity challenge, why not? Like, you know, be the Renaissance man or woman, try all the different things, bake for one of the challenges. I don't care. You know, this is for you and your relationship with God, and you are growing in your own creativity. And that's just such a powerful place to be. Like, when we are creating, we are representing and paralleling that relationship of God and his creation. You know, he created the whole world. That's the first thing he did in the beginning. God created, you know, that's the first verb we have in the Bible, creating. And so of course we're designed to make things. So why not?
So I suppose that you are a great influence to young people in you know, where you serve in regard to church. Or, you know, do the younger people around you receive art and ceramics as well?
I am in Asheville, North Carolina, and that's a huge ceramics community. And so it's really fun to be here. I didn't grow up here, but I moved here recently, and it's great. And the church I serve with, Brookstone Church, they are just amazing. And I am currently a seventh grade girls youth leader, and I just love those girls. We recently did a retreat with the entire youth program where I was able to do a clay experience with everyone. And so we were in the mountains. It was beautiful fall weather, and everyone was like taking leaves and pressing them into the clay and just creating these awesome patterns. And it's amazing. I mean, again, age doesn't matter. There were students, you know, younger than me who were making these beautiful designs. And I thought, wow, I can be so inspired by them, you know, just creating and expressing themselves beautifully with nature. It was amazing.
Did you record that, like, on video? Did you put it on YouTube or anything?
I've got some pictures. I need to, you know, of course, get the appropriate permissions before I do anything with them. Right. But right. Just the inspiration was amazing.
Well, there's an idea. Yeah, yes. Sure. We are not quite at that 30-minute mark, but do you have an encouraging word for every listener? Outside of anything else that you've already said.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is God's Diamond Network? This network stems from the Ministry of Exposed Life Change Ministries. There are teachings with Learn to Live in Truth, preaching, and so much more. A diamond shines in the light, all colors, with clarity and uniqueness. This is an open invitation to you. You can support our brand here with a gift of any amount. Every cent goes back into the ministry and brand. Now, back to the podcast.
Of course. If you don't mind, I'll just read a little excerpt from my book, if that's okay.
Please, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. We all have the ability and desire to be creative. I know you might doubt that, but hear me out. Every human being on the planet Earth is in some way creative. How do I know? How can I make such a blanket statement about the entire world? I know every one of us is creative because God created us in his image. If we believe the Bible is true, then we must take all of it as truth. And in doing that, we must believe that God created each of us with the capacity for creativity. Why would he do this? Because every creative aspect reveals more of him and points us back to himself.
Amen. That's powerful. Very powerful. So the essence of what you're saying, I mean, it's powerful because it all points back to him. You hear me? It's not about her. It's all about him. And, you know, right. Anything and everything that you're doing, make sure that it's pointing back to Jesus. Yeah, because at the end of the day, he gets the glory. Amen. Right. God gets the glory always. And I know that's your initiative, right?
It is. Yep. Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So do you have a website? I know you have your book. Do you have a website as well?
I do have a website. It's short and simple. It's just my name, www.morganmccarver.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. It's Morgan McCarver Porcelain. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as God the Artist, BK. BK stands for book. I think that's just about every place I'm at. I'm on LinkedIn. All right. I care about LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is an interesting one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So would you do us a favor and please pray for our audience and give a final encouraging word. Amen.
Of course. Of course. Mm. Dear Lord God, thank you for this day and thank you for just letting us all be here right now. There is no accident that everyone is here right now listening. And we just thank you for every listener, every diamond who is tuning in. And I just pray that each one of them feels so encouraged and so special, and just that they understand how precious they are in your eyes and how much is inside of them, how much capacity to be creative that they have just hidden inside of them waiting to come out. And I ask that you just give them the courage and strength and ideas they need to show that creativity and to reveal that and to find that joy within themselves of creating and of being creative. And whether that's, you know, like we've talked about through trauma and pain, or whether that's just through joy, I just ask that you give them the strength and the courage for that. And take away any fears that they might have, Lord God. Let them just have fun with this. Let them have a childlike wonder of just the experience of making something out of nothing. And I just ask these things in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Morgan, I just bless you on today. I see your youthfulness. Yes. I see your love and joy for the things of God. And I'm just excited about where God is taking you, and you know, how he's going to have you to impact this world. God, the artist.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. When we look in the sky, we can see the artist in God. Just looking in the sky, and how he, sets the sun and how he raises the sun. This is, it is awesome. And it's beautiful when we find people who appreciate the beauty that comes from him. And I'm just so excited about what God is doing in your life. And you know, you just know he has a plan for you. He definitely has a plan for you. And I'm just praying that you'll continue to walk in it. And you know, that's for every diamond that is here, walking in the plan of God, not allowing people or things to get you distracted, to get you knocked off of where God is taking you. I mean, I personally have never heard of anyone to have a degree in ceramics. It's, to me, it's just kind of, you know, it's just kind of an odd thing. But you know what I mean? But God has something for you. Amen. Right. It is not the case that you're not, it's nothing here for you, that you're an accident, that you have no person. The devil is a liar, because all of us have something that God has put into us to bring glory to him. Amen. And good. Morgan, I just say it again. I am very, very excited for you and where God is taking you. That is really what drew me to your profile, your youth. And because it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to find young people who are serious about the things of God. You know?
Amen to that.
And, you know, I just ask you just before, and just because we got a few more minutes, speak to young people.
Sure.
You know, just for a minute, just speak to young people.
Please. Yeah, I'd love to. And podcasts are amazing for my generation and younger. I just love these. But yeah, don't be afraid to do things just because you're young. Half the things I've gotten myself into, I just applied to it. I just heard about it. I didn't research it that much. I just tried it out to see what would happen. And it's just amazing, you know, the things that I don't think mean anything. And then they give me the courage. For instance, I taught English as a second language online for just a couple of months, just transitioning jobs, didn't think anything of it. And that's what's given me, you know, the courage to do these podcasts. And it's just amazing how God connects things that I never thought would be connected. And then looking back, you can see all these things. And like you said, I'm pretty pretty young, so I'm just so excited to see what God will connect later on in life. But don't be afraid to try things just because you're young. Remember in Job, Elihu, his friend who spoke the most wisdom to him was the youngest. And so I really just take that as a mentorship in a way and an encouragement that God can empower us at any age, and he can give us his grace to speak his word at any age. And so I just encourage you guys to do what you're passionate about and do what God is telling you and calling you to do, because he's calling you now. He's not calling you for 30 years from now. It's right now. And so really just listen to that and just honor him through that calling.
Absolutely. Morgan, again, I thank you for being here. We so appreciate your presence. And again, I'm excited.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I wish you all the best. Diamonds, y'all know what it is. The word has been given. The encouragement has been given. The prayer has been said. And y'all know what Michael always says. Please remember, you are a diamond in the rough. Amen. We'll see you next week. Amen. Make sure you stay tuned in. We plan on being here, and we hope that you do too. Blessings and love. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode. Please sow into the ministry by clicking the support the show link. Until the next episode, may the blessings and the prosperity of the Lord follow you. And remember, you are a diamond in the rough.